In this half an hour, we're going to be navigating the twists and turns of our digestive systems, and we're taking a top-to-bottom look at what's going on inside your intestines. On the way, why a bit of dirt is good for you, what happens when food poisoning comes to town, and what's irritable bowel syndrome, and what can we do about it?
But first, you might not think of your mouth as being part of your gut, but the long, hollow tube that is the digestive system starts right here. Food, drink, and rumour has it, the occasional spider, and maybe my fingernails, go in and digestion begins, powered by your saliva and your teeth that turn big chunks of food into bite-sized morsels that are easier to swallow. But as many people have been made all too painfully aware, our teeth can decay. And according to the most recent Children's Dental Health Survey, about 50% of 15-year-olds have evidence of tooth decay. But why? And what can we do about it? Chris Vernatza is a paediatric dentist at Newcastle University, and he's the co-author of that study and joins us now. Hi, Chris.
Hello.
What is causing this tooth decay? What actually makes our teeth kind of rot and have problems? What are we talking about?
Yeah, okay, so we need a few different ingredients for tooth decay to actually happen. And maybe the principal one of those is actually the bacteria that live in your mouth. And the mouth's home to billions of bacteria and all sorts of different species as well. We think there are about kind of 500 to 700 different species. But it's when these all get out of balance with each other that actually the decay starts.
What is the decay? How do bacteria make our teeth break down? What goes on there?
Yeah, so the bacteria, if you like, feed on sugar, which is what commonly people will recognise as a major ingredient of decay. And as they feed on that sugar, they metabolise it and produce acid as a waste product and excrete that out of their cells. And it's the actual acid that's attacking the hard bits of the teeth, the enamel, that leads to them dissolving away and then creating holes in the teeth.
So it's the acid created by the bugs that breaks down the structure of our teeth. And you've said that it's the sugar that the bugs are feeding on that's doing this. So is that presumably just things like sweets? Where does this sugar come from?
Yeah, so we're really interested in what we call free sugars. And that would classically be things like sweets, cakes, puddings. They're the very obvious ones that people think about. And increasingly, people are also thinking about drinks as well. So sugary drinks have been much featured in the news of late as a major problem for obesity, but also a major problem for tooth decay. But there are other forms of free sugars that are more hidden away. And so that might be things like honey, which people might think of as quite healthy, but actually is very bad for teeth. Dried fruits, because they've dried the sugar that's naturally bound up in the cells and isn't really available for bacteria to make decay from, actually begins to get released. So dried fruits, particularly bad. And fruit juices as well can be quite problematic because, again, the fruit's been blitzed and the sugar's been released from the cells.
These are all things that are meant to be super healthy for us.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's a bit of a problem for us because often people will turn to those as a healthy alternative, but actually they're actually damaging their teeth quite badly.
So what should we do? Because I'd be the first to admit that I do love sweeties, but I also, you know, I like fruit and I like fruit juices and dried fruits and honey and things like that. What should I do? Should I just stop eating them? That would make my life miserable. How do I protect my teeth?
Yeah, so in an ideal world, we would like everyone to stop eating them. But of course, that's probably not a reasonable way of doing things. So as well as the amount of sugar that you eat, the really important thing for teeth is how often you eat them. And every time you eat some sugar, the bacteria produce this acid. For about half an hour afterwards, the saliva actually brings the acidic environment back to a normal environment. So it takes about half an hour for that to happen. So you can imagine if you're having a sugary intake every half hour, your teeth are constantly under attack. Whereas if you reduce the number of intakes, then there's going to be a safe period between each where your teeth can kind of begin to remineralize and grow back again, if you like.
So that would argue for just eating your sweets or sweet stuff at once or at only a few points during the day rather than constantly dipping into your pockets and snacking.
Absolutely. So one of the common things we advise our patients is if they can have sweet things with their meals, then we know that the teeth are only going to be attacked at meal times and sticking to non-sugary things between meals.
And what about things like tooth brushing? Because, you know, we're all brought up to brush our teeth in the morning and at night and do things like flossing and all that sort of thing. What should we be doing there?
Yeah, so as I've said, the decay happens when the kind of bacteria get out of balance. There are lots of naturally living bacteria in the mouth, and the bacteria grow in these communities that we call plaque. That's the furry stuff that sticks to your teeth. And as the plaque gets more and more mature, the bacteria begin to select out themselves as the ones that are going to cause more decay. So if we can disrupt that plaque by removing it, then that will be very beneficial in preventing decay, which is why brushing is so important and flossing to get between the teeth. So our recommendations are to brush twice a day with a fluoride-containing toothpaste, and the fluoride's really good at preventing decay, both because it stops the bacteria producing as much acid, but also it means the teeth become harder and less susceptible to the acid. So brushing twice a day with a fluoride toothpaste is the key there.
And very briefly, we've mentioned this report that shows that almost 50% of 15-year-olds have tooth decay, which obviously is not great, and later in life they could be losing their teeth. But is there a trend here? Are the nation's teeth getting better, or are we just descending into horrible teeth forever?
No, so things have actually got quite considerably better over the last 40 years, and a lot of that has been driven by the addition of fluoride toothpaste. So if we look at the 15-year-olds, when we first did the survey in 1973, 97% of 15-year-olds had some kind of cavities, which was a shocking figure, and that's gone down to 42% in 2013. So we have seen big improvements, but I think the fact that we're still sitting just below half of 15-year-olds with some kind of cavities or having had experience of them is really quite shocking when it's a completely preventable disease.
Thank you very much. That's Chris Vanatta from Newcastle University, and hopefully explaining that we have gone some of the way to beat the US stereotype of British people having terrible teeth.